Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. We're watching all the games, tons of NHL playoff action, NBA playoff action, tons of baseball tonight. Draft coming up on Thursday. All the smoke is getting out there, the smoke screens, all of it. That's for sure. Who hit that, Joe? Is it Vientos? Right at the walls. Just unlucky. Right to the wall. How about this Gunnar Henderson? Can he hit a garbage time homer here in the ninth? Can he hit a garbage time homer? Or he could just stare at strikes going right down the middle. I mean, we could do that too. Mike Carver with you along with
the
Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Up, Carver. It's another day in pow! You missed it. Panthers are flying to the puck. This Bobrovsky's on his game tonight.
This Bobrovsky?
How many saves he has?
This Bobrovsky.
They're starting to pepper this Vasilevsky. Starting to pepper him.
What? How many saves did you play him for?
27.
27 saves, huh?
Got two.
Two. Need a little bit more than that.
Don't you worry about it. Just worry about your bets.
You know, it's funny. Last year, you were calling Bobrovsky that rat. That rat that smells like cheese. And now you're loving him.
That's because Joe wavers that any wanders in terms of who, you know, he 2 years ago when the Panthers went to the final and lost to Vegas, he was on them. And then last year, he went after them. See, that's the thing. Then last year, he went back because Joe can't be on the same side as everybody else. So he saw opportunity 2 years ago. Nobody was on the Panthers, last team to get in, scrappy underdog.
Let's call it what it is. I didn't pick the Panthers when they were in the finals. I picked them when they were down 3-2 to the Bruins in that series. Call it what it is, guy. I had them to win that series.
You put them on the map, Joe. But then the next year gets completely off of it. Gets completely off of them and goes after them. And they go and win the cup.
Yeah, but that's because, like, you were chirping. All the hockey guys were chirping like they found gold in sand. It's like they found something like, oh, the Panthers. Meanwhile, I put them on the map a year ahead of everybody, and like they went right back to the well.
Yeah, but you weren't there for the, big payoff. You weren't there for it at the end of the day. You weren't there for the pot of gold.
I was like Billy Bean. I'm the guy that constructed the team. Maybe not exactly like Billy Bean, but I'm just saying, I'm the guy that constructed everything. Kachuk's in the high stick. He's in the box.
So you're saying you're the guy behind the guy behind the guy. That's you. The guy
behind
the guy.
What do you mean? I saw it before anybody else. I had the foresight to see it. You didn't see it, Mr. Hockey, King Puck. You didn't see it.
Did they win the cup that year? Did they win the cup?
They got to the cup. They won the East, and that's what I had them for. I had
them
to win the
East. Only one team wins.
I forgot I was doing the show with Barry Melrose. Where's your mullet?
Only one team wins.
You've been aggravating me all night.
Are you ready for the Lakers and the Timberwolves?
Not really, but what do you want to put in? We'll waste more money. What do you want to put in here?
We got to think about this here. Like, who are we going to? Are we going to off menu, bell cows? Who are you going to in this? I'm not going to lie to you. I think that LeBron's going to have a big night.
Threes.
I don't think he's going to
do
that.
Hello, Luca. Not hello, hero. Hello, Luca. Hello, Luca. 5 threes. Hello, Luca. 5 threes, Anthony Davis. Joe, remember last time you went hands in on Davis? Let's do it again. Let's do it again. It's a big game. Big players playing big games. Luca time. Edwards time. Money
LeBron
time.
LeBron tonight.
Let's do LeBron for 25 at -102. Let's do this. I got the bet. Nobody sees this coming. Let's do LeBron for 10 bounds tonight, +190. He's going to be all over the glass. LeBron for 10 bounds.
LeBron for 10 bounds.
Yeah, that's my pick. What's yours?
Hold on. Let me get the game up. I don't even have the game.
Here we go. He's got to get the game up. I got to get the game up.
What do you want me to tell you?
Braves, look at this. Bases loaded.
All right, so 10 bounds for LeBron. +190?
Yeah.
What is it with you? I'm just going to ask you. Why do you like taking these guys who aren't going to be the guys getting the glass? Like, I just don't understand.
LeBron will crash the glass in this game. LeBron will crash the glass. He's not like that hump Kawhi Leonard that hates the glass.
Let's see how much he's been crashing the glass, Joe.
Here we go. Yeah, let's see.
Here we go. Let's see. You ready for the last time that he got?
No, last don't time go he the, had the 10, last game. Yeah.
10 pounds. Let's count him up. You ready?
Yeah.
So starting on Saturday, which was the loss to Mini, he had 5 pounds in that game, okay?
God.
5 bounds, 4 bounds, 7 bounds, 7 bounds, 3 bounds, no bounds, 5 bounds, 4 bounds, 8 bounds. You noticing a pattern? You see any in double digits?
Let's go. Let's go for 10.
Wait, here we go. We found it. We found a diamond in the rough. March 27th, 12 bounds. He had March 27th. He had 12 bounds. Oh, wait, Joe. That wasn't enough for you? All right, hold on. 7 bounds, 7 bounds, 4 bounds, 9 bounds, 8 bounds, 6 bounds, 9 bounds. Since March 1st, your boys had double-digit bounds once.
Right. And you know what?
Think about this.
Right.
He's plus 190.
Right.
They're ripping you off. He should probably be about plus 300 for 10 pounds.
Right. Which leads me to believe that you and every jukebox hero gambler that looks, look at the history. Look at the history. That's it. Jukebox hero gamblers are going to be put, you know, they're not exactly. Put it in the parlay. I want it in. 10 pounds for LeBron. Put it in. That's my pick.
I'm with Joe. I like Joe with this. You know why? Because I think LeBron needs to crash the glass in order for them to win. They need more possessions. I'm with Joe. I think they have to.
He's not crashing the glass anymore.
He's crashing the glass.
Well, who is then? Rui Hachimura? He has to. It's do or die.
Pick somebody. You got one.
They're gonna get dominated on the glass.
Will you just pick somebody? The game's gonna start. This is what you do.
Game starts in an hour.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Looking for the perfect getaway in the heart of Red Rock Country? Discover Grand Plateau RV Resort in Kanab, Utah, where comfort meets adventure. Spacious RV sites, luxury cabins, and top-tier amenities make every stay unforgettable. Take a dip in the heated pool, relax in the spa, or unwind with private restrooms and pickleball too. Minutes from Zion, Bryce Canyon, and the Grand Canyon, Grand Plateau RV Resort is your ideal base camp for exploring the Southwest's natural wonders. And when the day winds down, enjoy starry skies and peaceful nights under the desert sky. Adventure, comfort, and convenience. That's Grand Plateau RV Resort. Book your stay today at gprvresort.com.
Sirius XM 159. Good to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. All right, Joe. 2-1 now. Ottawa gets one back, so Toronto leads 2-1. The Lightning have tied up the Panthers 1-1. Can this Salvi Perez hit one out, Joe, for the Royals?
Sure, why not? Come on, Salvi.
Come on, Salvi. Let's go here. Let's go. Meanwhile, Joe, in the hoops, and we're going to finish doing the Timberwolves and the Laker thing. 88-79 now, Thunder lead with under a minute left. So the Grizzlies were getting 14.5 tonight. It looked like they were going to get blown out again, Joe, but they've got it to 9 here. At least they've got it to single digits. The Bucks are letting go of the rope. Jeez, that ball was smoked. Who hit that for the Cubs? Man, that ball was smashed.
Is it gone?
Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA. Way up in the bleachers at Wrigley, Joe. Way up there. 7-4 Cubs. 7-4 Cubs.
Over
the all total, 10.5.
Yeah, great. I don't have it.
108-94, Pacers lead the Bucks. That's with 7.5 to go in the fourth as well.
All right, let's put our heads together. You're driving me nuts. All right, 4-4, the Cardinals added a run. I don't know how they got a run. They had bases loaded, nobody out, but figures. It's amazing. Let me tell you.
That's surprising.
These Rockies suck. One run in this game. You know, this kid felt his play, pitching his heart out. Like, all of a sudden, this kid wants to win. It's crazy. It's nuts. Absolutely. Teams 1-11 on the road. You would think they let go of the rope. Give up like 12 runs. You know? Can't happen. Unbelievable.
Especially right when you, the wind was blowing out today, too. In Kansas City a little bit.
You know, get with the wind. Get with the wind. Weatherman Jim over here. Weatherman Carver.
You might not like it, Joe, but background. It matters. It's got some effect on the runs and the
it's
home
got
runs.
No effect on the runs. I got to tell you, every time you tell me of the wind, it's a dead under. Every time you say the wind like that, dead under. They don't even get to 5.
Are you finished?
I think I want to stay on the soapbox a little bit longer.
All right, go ahead. What do you guys got to say on the soapbox?
Nah, nothing.
All right. What else are we doing in this Laker game?
I pick LeBron, 10 pounds. What are you taking?
Gobert for 12 pounds.
Now he's taking this Gobert. All right, Gobert. Okay. Is that what you're
Gobert
doing?
Gobert for 12 pounds.
All right.
At least he cleans the glass. If you're going to take a guy for bounds, take a guy that actually gets bounds.
Is that what you're taking, plus 154?
12 bounds for Gobert.
I guess I'll be the one to pick us up and sort of take us to the promised land. Since all you're trying to do is
I'm playing my two legs very conservative. I'm trying to actually get this thing across the line tonight.
How about Austin Reeves, 4 threes or 3 threes? Which one you like
who?
Better?
Who? Reeves?
Austin Reeves or which one? DiVincenzo. So the D's gonna say
DiVincenzo's been kind of cut out of the deal here lately. I don't know.
So then let's take Reeves. Minus 115 for 3 threes.
Fine.
You got a 50% profit boost too. Can we try and win this?
I have 30%.
Okay, I have 50. Who else you putting in? Huh?
Yeah.
You're going real conservative.
Ant for 4 threes.
Ant now for 4 threes.
Ant for 4 threes.
All right. Okay, great. Here we go. All right. 27-34. Okay. I mean,
I had 23-69.
Okay.
What's the original number? 18-22?
Yep.
Then we got the right thing. We got the right setup. Is what it is. So we're going LeBron for 10 bounds, Gobert for 12 bounds, Reeves for 3 threes, Ant for 4 threes. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. Good luck with the bounds with LeBron.
This is bounds. It, huh? If LeBron has like 8 bounds in the first quarter, I don't want to hear it.
You're only going to not hear it if he gets 10 bounds. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, 10 bounds. That's what he needs to get. 10.
What about your guys? Gobert for 12 bounds.
My guys come through.
All right. All right, let's go.
My guys come through.
Your guys come through. Okay.
You want me to give you the Johnny Rocket, the Johnny Appleseed with the Gobert stats for him for 12 pounds? 12 pounds for Gobert? Huh?
No.
Arbor and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Harvard and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on the grid as we're getting ready. Lakers and T-Wolves at the top of the hour. As far as the NBA, 11-point game now, Joe, with 4.5 left. Pacers 115, Bucks 104. And the Grizzlies got it to, what did I say, Joe, 9? They had gotten it to? The Thunder have now pumped that back up to 18. Oh, you got to be kidding me, Joe. This Will Smith, I thought about him this morning. He just planted one. Ah, this Will Smith, I was going to play him. He goes big fly. This was the game, Joe. Dodgers-Cubs. This was the game.
Yeah, that was it. You're right. Screwed up. Oh, boy.
What are you going to do? Right?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Right?
See, the good thing is, Joe, is that sometimes you just have a night, and then you just come back the next day. You brush yourself off, you come back, and you go after it again. That's all you could do.
He's got it all figured out. I love it.
You agree or disagree?
Yeah. It's the way it goes. We had no shot with this game. Since I've come back, all these games, you kiboshed the first one last night.
I didn't kibosh anything. I kiboshed nothing. All I've done is talk it in for you. All I've been doing is talking things in.
I told you, good Samaritan Carver. This is it. Right?
You're never going to have a problem with me rooting for runs, Joe, because I'm usually trying to get some homers in any of these games. So.
All right. Okay.
You're never going to have a problem.
All right. So I guess we got a shot then, right? Isn't that it? What happened?
Now this Muncy. Oh, he caught it. What a catch. Was that Tucker out and right? Great catch. Man, that Muncy camp. 2-1 Panthers, Joe. 2-1 Panthers. Who got it?
What about Bash?
Who scored?
What about Bobrovsky?
Reinhardt.
Wow. Reinhardt with the goal.
I like that Reinhardt. That Reinhardt's gutty.
He's a gutty player, that Reinhardt. Reinhardt's gutty. Here comes this Yordan. This guy's been quiet, too.
Yeah?
This Yordan Alvarez. Yeah, I backed off. He's on a.
Why?
We need to take a little time away from him. Yeah, he's just off to a slow start. Now you'd think tonight would be the night. I mean, he's got unbelievable numbers off this Bassett Hound.
Yeah.
But the Bassett Hound's been real good. He's got like a under one ERA, a billion strikeouts. He's been pitching real well to start the year. This Bassett Hound.
There you go.
Jeez, Joe.
Well, what happened?
So have you put together everything for Thursday night yet?
No, not yet. What do you mean?
You haven't put any plays in for the draft?
Nope.
Man, I mean, you're gonna come to the table with nothing? I mean, all these guys are putting in all the plays.
So what do you say?
This Casas for Boston. I mean, I played this guy a billion times too. He finally homers.
Yeah. What do you say?
One of those nights, Joe.
You think I need to put in plays?
I mean, no best bets? I mean, you're gonna go on there? No best bets? What?
No, I mean,
what do you bring to the table? I mean, the other guys on the panel are all tweeting out plays. I mean, when are you going on? When are you gonna put some plays out there?
When are you gonna
take a look? Where's the edge? Where's this guy? Over under 22.5. Where's he going? What's he doing? When are you gonna get the edges out there? I'm waiting for yours.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night. That's when we're doing it. Are you releasing them here? Or are you holding them for Thursday? Because everybody. Actually, you can hold them for that show because everyone shuts it down at 8 o'clock, right? You can't really bet the draft once it starts. It's like a shutdown situation. So you're going to have to release the plays here on this show on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Joe's draft plays.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. I wish I could buy. I got nothing. I'm dry here in New York. Adabo shut me down. Nothing.
You don't like that. Why is that? I'm not as into it this year as I've been in recent years. I'm not wowed by this draft class. So, we'll see.
Carver Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe.
What do we got? Anything?
4-4 Atlanta and St. Louis, bottom seven. Olsen up with two on. Nobody out. He had a homer earlier in the game.
I mean, there you go.
The Mets are up 2-1, bottom seven right now. We're waiting for all these night games to start, Joe. We got the night games coming in soon. Working on the night move.
I know.
Ah, here come the Bucks, Joe. Down 5. 118-113. Wow. How about that?
Yeah, unreal. I'm looking at these games.
Close
2-1.
To the number now. What about Dame time? What's he done?
Look at this Red Sox game went over. You got to be kidding me. Unbelievable.
Another game I thought you were going to be in on tonight. You know what the problem also is? You used to touch base early in the day. Hey. What games do you like today for the what games are we looking for any overs today? What overs do we like? What da, da, da. I feel like you got more success when you touch base earlier in the day. Right? I mean Kansas City and Colorado, that wasn't the game tonight that I would have said, you know, that's the one. That's
you
the
said
one
the
we
guy was
go
a gas can. You said the guy was a gas can.
Yeah, I did say that. And he's pitched well tonight.
Pitch well. He's pitched like, I tell you, he's pitched like Randy Johnson. What are you talking about?
Here comes this Tucker now for the Cubs. Against Bonda. Your boy Bonda's on the mound. Frankie but you know Bonda? What I mean? Like, there's no touch base. Like, there's some afternoon games tomorrow. Can we find out in the morning? What are we looking at? Who do we like? 2-0 Royals. 2-0 Royals.
Wow. 9 more to go.
Joe, you saw that Cubs Diamondback game on Friday? How all of a sudden it was 2-1 and then suddenly it was 13-11? It's never over.
Carver, it was 7-1. It was 7-1.
It was, first of all, the Cubs Diamondback game Friday afternoon was 2-1 going to the bottom of the seventh inning. And by the end of the eighth inning, it was 13-11. Okay?
Okay.
Anything can happen.
Okay. All right. All right, maybe. Big fly.
Anything can happen.
All right. Big fly. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Don't talk it down. Talk it in.
Okay? Here comes this India. And then India, and then Witt. And then Salvi, get all the guys up. Get them all up here for the Royals.
And we're still looking about 5 runs, and we're still 6 runs short.
Again, can you get to 10 without 5? And then maybe you build another brick in the top of the ninth, and they tie the game maybe. How do you not know?
Mr. Positivity. Mr. Come on. I've been following a lot of games. You can't wait to write this off. Now all of a sudden when you know it's dead and buried, you're trying to give a Tony Robbins speech.
That's you're not incredible. Fair. It's not right.
It's not right by you. You're kicking me in the stones when it's over.
All right, we're going after this Brandon Lau tonight too, Joe.
All right. Okay.
This Lau, he owes me.
Would
this
like
Lau.
To hit this bet, you know, with the LeBron. I know LeBron's going to be the one that gets us in. I just hope your picks are good tonight. This Gobert and Edwards. He talked about going off menu. You went straight for the filet mignon, the same one.
How do you figure?
How do I figure?
When was the last time either of us ever took Rudy Gobert on this show? When was the last time we ever dabbled with Rudy Gobert? When?
Carver, come on.
And plays a consistency play. That guy, you know he's going to get 4 threes.
You know?
That's a consistency play. You know.
Consistency play. Consistency play. Okay.
It's a consistency play.
Okay. There you go.
Again, you're talking it down. Don't talk it down. Talk it in.
Okay.
Here comes this Vlad. Enough of this guy, too. Never ends with this Vlad.
No.
He beat it out. Another hit for the Royals. First and second. Here comes Vinny P. I'm telling you. Things are starting to happen here.
Bottom eight.
Things are starting to happen.
All right. Can we get Big Fly?
Well, maybe they get eight, and then you only need two from the Rockies. How about that? I mean, what? Or do you just want to? Or you just want to turn it in? Are you going to turn it? Let me ask you something. If they get the 10, are you going to give it back? You going to tell them, here you go, I don't deserve this?
Because I lose. I lose at 10. I need 11. You nut.
You keep moving the goalposts now. Now you're moving the goalposts. You said 10 before. Now you need 11. What's next? You should have told this. How about this Boston game? 8-3 now. 8-3 this Boston game. That was the game.
That was the game.
8-5, Dodgers-Cubs. All these other games. Over. All right, Joe, it's late night time. I'm ready to go. I'm upset that this was a dingerless Tuesday, and now I'm going after it in these night games. Trout, Seager, Rooker, Burger Time. Cruise missile, wow, Naylor, come on.
Yeah, we're in. I'm in with you. Remind me, Friday night, UFL, big time over. The Brahmas and Stallion. I'm serious. Big time over Friday night. Put it with the golf. Yeah.
So much Vinny for the P. Fly out to right.
So much
Vinny
for that P. big. So much for the big inning.
You know what? At least now you're close enough where the Rockies might tie it at 2. And maybe you play extras. And then you go 2-2 or 4. Suddenly it's 5-5. Brick by brick. Again.
This guy. All of a sudden.
Rome wasn't built in a day, Joe. Rome wasn't built in a day. You have to put. Well, wait a second. You just told you all you do is you sit around here telling me how I don't root him in for you. I'm here trying to root this in. I'm rooting this in for you.
This bet is on life support. You know that as well as anybody. You should have been doing that in the fourth and fifth innings. You're doing this in the bottom of the eighth. They're going to the top of the ninth, three outs before it's over. And you're all of a sudden now becoming a cheering hero. You're crazy. You're really nuts.
By the way, Joe, since we have a minute left in this segment, I know that your love for announcers in the 80s and 90s, Mike Patrick passing away at the age of 80. And, you know, I know they always tag it as.
It's Sunday Night Football with Joe Theismann.
you know, did Sunday Night Football, but he did college football too, Joe. He did tons of college football games on ESPN. And also the Sunday night, when ESPN had the Sunday night package, he, of course, did it. I think they said in this for 18 seasons, but a lot of college football he did on Saturdays also on ESPN. Tons of games.
It was a great, great voice. Mike Patch. I shocked that he was 80. I didn't think Mike Patrick was 80. Did you?
Yeah, he was 80. Lived a good life.
I mean, one of the best announcers for ESPN, I'll say. Yeah.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Marvin Lee, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you on the grid. It's over in Indiana, Joe. Pacers win game 2, 123-115, and they cover. Game sales over. So the Pacers are up 2-0 going back to Milwaukee. Last out for the Rockies here, Ryan McMahon up against Estevez. He's just looking at balls going right down the middle. I mean, this McMahon's been he's been an awful start to the year
he's
also.
Been terrible.
He's just done nothing, this McMahon. Can't get anything going. He walked, though, Joe. There it is. Just need a blast now. Need a blast.
All right.
Who we got coming up? Who's the
All
big
right.
stick
Keep
coming
me alive,
up for Colorado?
Carver. Keep me alive,
Keeping
baby.
Keeping me alive here. Who's the big stick?
Who's the big stick? Who is it?
Who's going to be a hero here? I don't know if they ever
hero,
get
here,
to
hero, hero.
Who's it going to be? Oh, it's Hunter Goodman. You know, you got just as good a shot as anyone here. You could put a charge into one. Never know. Anything can happen.
You know what? You're going to bring me back to this game. Come on, Goodman. Come on, 5-1 buddy.
5-1 Mets. 5-1 Mets.
Now
Mets
that game's
it
opening
out late
up.
Again.
Here we go. Every game's opening up except ours. Come on. Come on,
Estevez.
Big Fly.
Can't find a strike zone here. This Estevez.
Can we get Big Fly? Can we get Big Fly?
This is what you need. You got a man on base. You just need a big blast now. Need this Hunter
Goodman.
Scoop
it a blast. Come on, Goodman. No batter,
Thunder
no batter,
up 109-92. Oh, that was Joe. He was hanging right down the middle. He took a huge cut at it and fouled it straight back. He might not get another pitch as good as that one. I mean, that was a cookie. And he tried to drive it, and he hit it straight back.
It was the cookie. Carver's keeping me, stringing me on in this game. He's stringing
he
me
really,
on.
He really should have blasted that one. He's not going to get a pitch that good again.
He gave him a cookie?
Put the ColecoVision away. Let me finish this out.
Okay.
Come on. Put the ColecoVision away. Right, try something different here. Let me get you home here with this game.
You're going to get me.
At least we're going to try it. We're going to get you home with this game.
You can't get me 9 runs. You get me 9 runs.
Might pissing. Get you extras.
I mean, extras gives me a heartbeat. I'll take that.
Gives you a heartbeat. Would you rather have a heartbeat or would you rather have the ticket ripped up? Which one would you rather have?
Heartbeat,
you know, as of this moment, it's still a live ticket. I mean, you still,
yeah, that's it. It's
full count to this Goodman,
is it?
Full count. Right. You're cheating, you're looking at the thing. You're not waiting for me to tell you. Fouls another one back. He's on this guy. He keeps fouling it straight back. That was a good
pitch. By the way, we're not going to have a chance to talk about what happened with Shaq. Shaq.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He had some issues. He had some issues, I guess.
That olive oil, huh? That olive oil ain't.
Yeah, he had some problems. He had some problems, that's for sure.
Too funny.
Matt, man.
What's going on? What's going on? Keep me in the loop.
He keeps fouling him off. He's fouled off three straight pitches. This guy is grinding this at bat. He's really grinding it here. He's trying to be. He's trying to keep this thing going.
Vasilevsky,
he walked him. Worked a walk. First and second. First and second.
I tell you what, I wouldn't mind a blast now, and then Kansas City ties it up in the bottom.
Gets you a little closer, and I think Salvi would be leading off, so Salvi could tie it. One swing.
That's it. Let me just say, this is Bobrovsky, 10 saves in the first period.
Mm. What do you need out of him?
A 6-17.
There's your boy on it. Look who's got the clutch hit for the Cardinals tonight. Your boy Gorman just laced one into the corner. This sure Gorman just gave him the lead. Gorman, two runs, 7-4 Cardinals after the Gorman hit.
All of a sudden, the Met game pushed them over the top. Now, all of a sudden, they're an over team. I should have played the over. Why?
7-6. Here comes this Toglia. This guy's got power, Joe. This Toglia. He can hit the ball
He's
got power. And now, Joe, actually, he hits a ball in the gap, and you tie this game. This guy, he's got to get something good here. Now, this guy strikes out a lot. You got to worry about that.
I know he does.
But
I know.
He's got a lot of power. He's got a lot of power. Oh, this Toglia.
Yeah?
Anything's possible with him. Here comes Trout. Can Trout start this game off big for Anaheim?
Yeah, why not?
And 7-7 Dodgers Cubs, 8-7 Dodgers, 8-7 Dodgers.
That was
should've
the game.
Should have altered this up to 20, Joe. Should have altered it big.
And yeah, they're cruising in Dodgers. LA right now. They're cruising in LA.
3-0, Joe. 3-0. This guy can't throw him a strike. He's scared of Toglia. Doesn't want to throw him anything good. Who's up next? Is it Moniak? Who's on deck? We would love to get Moniak up in this spot.
These two games, Carver, cruising. Tampa Bay.
He walked
Bay
him
and,
on four pitches, Joe. He walked him. Bases loaded for Colorado. Bases loaded. This game ain't over.
Okay.
Who's coming up? Oh, your boy. Jacob, don't call me Gene Stallings, is the hope for the Rockies here.
Okay, let's get it.
Oh, and he's just sweet. This guy's throwing like 9 balls in a row. The Stallings gets in, and he just rips one out of the strike zone and misses. I mean, just come on, man. This Stallings, he's about 6'7", this guy.
Not good.
Oh, fouls it straight back. Stallings.
Mm.
Let's see how this one plays out. See if this game's still going when we come back from break. Unbelievable. It's giving us a lot of juice here. This Rocky game. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll come back, see if the Rockies can do it for Joe after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While we were away, Jacob, don't call me Gene Stallings, rips a double into the corner, scores 3 runs, clears the bases, and the Rockies take a 3-2 lead in Kansas City. Still some life support for Joe here. Salvi leads off. Can Salvi just make it 3-3? Right on first at bat here in the bottom half?
Why not?
The Dodgers are just rolling these guys now. 10-7 Dodgers. 10-7 Dodgers.
That was the game.
Another one off the wall.
That was the game.
Toronto, who scored 2 goals very early in this game against Ottawa, have actually just been like hanging on for dear life now here. They're up 2-1 with about just under 10 minutes to go in the third period. The Panthers have extended after a goal by Schmidt. They lead 3-1. Here comes Salvi. What is that? First pitch swing. And it falls in and gets past him. But Salvi weighs about 3.5, so he ain't getting a second, Joe. But he did dunk one in. Now, you got to run for Salvi and try to get a guy in scoring position here. So you got a lot of life. This game has gotten wacky after lots of zeros. Suddenly, this game has been very wacky for Joe. So the tying run is on first. They bring in a pinch runner for Salvi. They probably wish that he could have ran out of the box for the guy or he'd be on second base right now. But they got a man on. And now let's see if they can get him in, Joe, and get you to extras at 3-3, something that you thought was completely impossible 20 minutes ago. But there was no shot that this game would still be hanging in the balance.
Positivity has actually given me a glimmer of hope. I can't believe you've actually talked. You have talked this in to fruition.
I've talked it in. Talked it in. What I've done here for you. Thunder final now, 118-99 over the Grizz. So the Thunder covered a 14.5. T-Wolves and Lakers are about to start. You know where me and Joe sit with that. 10 bounds for LeBron. 12 boards for Gobert. Puts it in the corner, Joe. Is he going to get on his horse? Are they going to bring him around? They hold him up.
Second and third,
nobody out. Oh, you're not looking at the ColecoVision.
No.
Look at how far we've come here with me doing this. I mean, what are you doing here now?
What are we doing, Garcia?
But here's the problem, though.
I know.
You don't want both runs to score. You need – now, if they load the big – what are they at right now? They have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. A grand slam doesn't help you either. You got to get out of this 3-3. That was actually too much. You needed a single there, first and third, nobody out. And then like a double play scores a run. This is now too much now. We were asking for too many things, I think. Too many things we're asking for.
All right.
But I know one thing. You're in a lot better spot than you were a little while ago. LeBron for 10 boards, Gobert for 12 boards, and for 4 threes. And Reeves for 3 threes. So a bell cow night for Lakers Timberwolves to try to get us one in the barn here. Because let down by Kawhi last night. Kawhi really let us down.
Kawhi was the one? What about your picks? What about Norman Powell?
He had 3 threes, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
He had 3 threes last night, didn't he?
We had him for three threes.
I did not play him for four. Go get the slip.
Let me see. Let me go back to the tape.
Better hurry. You got less than a minute.
Norman Powell had 2 threes last night. Jamal Murray was my pick, and Joker was your pick.
Wow. 4-1 Florida. Jeez.
Stick a fork
Vinny
in him.
Viola. Vinny Viola.
Never go against Vinny V. I told you.
Well, I need that series to at least go 6 games, Joe. We can't have anybody blowing anybody out.
I need Vasilevsky to be right now step up. He'll give me that. How many? Are they peppering him?
Joe, I'll see you tomorrow. Joe will release his NFL draft plays tomorrow night on the show. It'll be a big moment. We'll have the NFL draft plays from Joe and all the baseball, all the playoff action. Great job by Matias, as always. Here comes the sack fly. They're going to get it to 3-3 here with the Rockies and the Royals. 3-3 game. Harvard Lisa Sports Radio. Have a great night, guys. Thank you.